This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. 5 Gospel Minutes in which the Word of God will be preached. That is our one and only purpose. To try to help you to understand, to lead you to turn to your own Bible and read from it, to see if the things that are taught are so. For the past several days, and continue today, we have been studying about a story that Jesus taught. We've pointed out before one of the greatest reasons why Jesus was the incomparable teacher, the greatest teacher that ever lived on this earth, was because he taught us profound lessons using such ordinary things of life. And here in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 to 9, he has taught us a great lesson concerning the bearing of the fruit of Christian character. Just think, the simple little story of a man who had a vineyard and had a tree planted in it. And for 3 years he came looking for fruit on it. And because he didn't find any fruit, he ordered his vine dresser to cut it down because, he said, it cumbers the ground. But the vine dresser made intercession, and he pleaded that the owner allow him to work with the tree, to dig about it, and to fertilize it. And then he said, if it does not bear fruit, we shall cut it down. And so we find it is with human beings. God intends for us to be like Christ. Of course, none of us can be perfectly like Christ. But it is God's will that we should spend our lives in striving every day to become more like Jesus Christ. Of course, you cannot bear the fruit of a Christian life without being a Christian. And you cannot be a Christian without being baptized into Christ. But our lesson today has to do with the bearing of the fruit of a Christian character. We have pointed out before that many become Christians, but then their lives become unfruitful. They may have begun with a great deal of enthusiasm for the Christian life, but with the passing of time, they become dull, lukewarm, indifferent. In doing so, they not only endanger their own soul, but the souls of others. They tend to lower the morale of the entire congregation. They make it harder for others to be enthusiastic. They make it easier for others to be useless. And sometimes indifference even hardens into antagonism. And you can find even Christians becoming critical of the church. I dare say that right now I'm speaking, perhaps hundreds, perhaps even thousands, of Christians who are indifferent, who are lukewarm, as Jesus said to the Lord's church in Laodicea. That they were neither hot nor cold, but were lukewarm. And because they were, he said, I will spew thee out of my mouth. But you know, sometimes people go even further than that. People have been born again. They drift away. They not only become useless, they drift so far they become antagonistic to the church, become critical of it, and even join those who are its enemies in fighting it. In doing so, they invite ultimate disaster. In the same way, the tree. If the tree did not bear fruit after further care, it was to be cut down. All of us who are of accountable age have been guilty of sin. But God did not cast us into hell as we deserved. Rather, he sent his Son to make intercession for us. Just as the vine dresser in the story made intercession for the tree, to work with it and try to save it. So it is that Christ has come and given his life for us, to try to save us, to help us to bear the fruit of salvation. There is ultimate disaster indicated here as we read that the tree, if it did not bear fruit, would be cut down. Now, God is merciful to us, but if we do not bear the fruit of the Christian life, we will be cut down. Now, how are we to bear fruit? By gladly receiving the Word of God, Acts 2:41. By trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, Matthew 22:37-40. By repenting of our sins, by filling our hearts with determination to be useful, by praying to God to help us as we live day by day, by building our lives on the principles of the gospel, Philippians 1:27, and by arising each day and going about to tell someone else about Jesus Christ. Our time is gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back with us next time as we continue our study of the Word of God. Until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you, is my sincere prayer.